live from the WOAI studios in San Antonio, it's the Joe Pags Show.
This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Hey, great radio stations across the land, JoePags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, it's all right there. Also, the live video stream, it's the Joe Pags Show. Glad to have you along for the ride on a Monday. Oh, yeah, it's a Motown Monday. That's how we do it. Carrie, how's it going? You good?
Good. How are you?
You making that happen?
Oh, yeah.
Husband have a good birthday?
He did, as a matter of fact. Very nice. How was your wife's?
It was very good. I think it was good.
Yeah?
Except I ruined the day at the end of the day.
Of course you did. Now we must hear all about
really
that.
Good at that. And I'm going to go there. I'm going to bring this up.
And this is real.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't know that I ruined the day.
Oh, okay. Oh.
But
you're a part of it. Yeah. Something
well, I'll get into
remember.
It.
Okay.
We'll also get into the fact that we have a huge lineup today. A huge lineup. I mean, not only do we have Carrie Lockie.
Oh, hello.
Which
more
is already
than that?
Just crazy
Woo-wee.
Dynamite. We also have Donald Trump Jr. Talk to him, hour number two. Got Andrew Pollack, hour number three. And this hour we'll have Kayleigh McEnany on about what Ivanka Trump is doing for women and so on. Hey, Paulo, just to make sure that we get that screener to go ahead and get on the screener, that'd be good, because I don't have a person on the screener right now, which would be excellent. So thank you for that. So, yeah, the birthday, oddly, those who don't know, your husband's birthday is the same day as my wife's birthday.
That is right. Isn't that weird?
Which is, that's just weird, dude.
It
that's
is.
Like Twilight Zone
I
stuff.
I know.
That's like weird. That's odd.
So weird.
And weird. So there you go.
Yeah.
So we've got that, which is nice. And and again, it was a great day, but I am willing to hear criticism on this, and I want to know what you think about this.
Oh, you betcha. Yeah. Criticizing you.
We ended up... Stop. We ended up watching Bohemian Rhapsody.
Mm, okay.
Story of Queen.
Yeah.
Really, the story of Freddie
movie.
Mercury.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good movie. I mean, the guy looks just like Freddie.
Yeah,
the guy looks just like Brian May. I mean, it was really very
was
well done.
Mm, okay.
Extremely well done. So it's a long movie, and you know, you can digitally watch it now. And so I guess they wanted snacks, whatever. So we, you know, go and do what we do and grab a snack or whatever. And Gabby says, like during the movie, my daughter Gabby was like, well, he died, right? Now, Carrie, I'm thinking everybody knows Freddie Mercury is no longer with us, no?
Oh, yes. That would be correct.
I didn't think that was an issue.
I mean, it's not like it happened recently. It's been several years that he's passed.
Right. So I didn't think I was in trouble for that.
Oh, uh-huh.
And then she talks about, you know, because there's a scene where he ends up kissing a man. I mean, there's nothing. Everybody knows Freddie Mercury was at the very least bisexual, if not gay.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not in question, right?
Right. Yeah.
I said, well, because of the day and age, the time that it happened, I mean, that's how he ended up dying. Oh, now I'm in trouble.
Mm.
Gave the whole movie away, it turns out.
Oh. Well, for younger people, they probably don't know the whole story of Freddie Mercury.
He died in 1991. I'm not going to be Captain Obvious here.
But
it's as if we were sitting down to watch World War II. Am I not allowed to say who won?
Yes. Well, I mean, I think it's a given. You know who won. So your wife was mad that you gave it away for Gabby?
Oh, I was in trouble. I was absolutely in trouble.
Mm, mm-hmm.
Big trouble. I was like, so my intro course was, we better not watch Titanic. Because you know I'm probably going to let the cat out of the bag on that one. The boat sinks.
Yes.
So it was a marvelous day. One without much stress. And then somehow I ruined it.
You have ruined it.
I don't think I ruined the day. I ruined the second part of the movie, I guess.
Yeah.
Because it had, for some reason in my life, if it's not a surprise, it's not worthy.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everything has to be a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what it is, but if you ruin the surprise, forget it. So it was a very good movie. It was very long, a very good movie, very well done. I mean, it really did tell the story. I didn't think nearly 30 years later I had to hide how he died.
You know what? I'm going to agree with you on that. Because I think I hate to do it. You know, I hate it, but I'm going to agree with you on this one.
I did not look at his page. Thank you for agreeing with me because I'm right.
Just this once.
let's not watch the Titanic. I might slip and say something. You know what I mean? What am I supposed to do? What are we doing here?
Leo dies. Yeah, I know.
So I didn't look. Did Mario like my post about his birthday or not?
I don't know.
Well, I said happy birthday, Mari Bro.
Okay. I sent you okay something yesterday about bros.
He sent me all sorts of, he sent me a bro meme. It was all sorts of bro stuff.
I know.
It was excellent.
It's almost in the
I liked
show.
It. So, okay. Hopefully he had a happy birthday.
He did.
Make him his favorite meal. What'd you do?
I took him out. We had a little brunch and then we had gifts and we had a really nice dinner at home with our family and cake and ice cream. So he had a pretty good day. And I did not ruin a movie.
Does he have a favorite food?
He does. It was steak. We had steak last night.
I had steak.
A little pasta, crab stuffed mushrooms, some bacon wrapped asparagus, a little salad.
Wow.
Yeah. It was good.
You got him to eat asparagus? Does he like asparagus?
Yeah. Bacon wrapped asparagus? That's very good.
Anything.
On the grill?
Wrapped in bacon. You're probably going to eat it.
It's all good. Yes.
So there you go. That was the birthday debacle. Now, I am more than willing to hear from people, but I was still working out the screening. I'm more than willing to hear from people as to whether I screwed up or not. Carrie, I agree with you so far. So far, I think you nailed it.
Yeah. Like I said, this time, you know, I hate agreeing with you, but I'm going to.
Paula, did I ruin it or we should have known how Freddie Mercury died?
I don't think you ruined it. I mean, I don't think it's the most important thing of the story. I think it's how we, you know, everything before that, you know.
Did you see the movie?
Yeah, I've seen it a couple of times, yeah.
I mean, it's an excellent movie. Very, very well done. They use actual master recordings of him in most of it and of Queen in most of it. But then they've got that impersonator who sings some of the a cappella stuff, and he sounds exactly like him. The guy who played him did not sing in the movie, but he looks just like. I guess I have to guess they put teeth in him.
Yeah, they did.
Teeth look like that.
Yeah, they did. I heard
but,
yeah,
you know, it's. I'm more than willing to hear it. I'm more than willing to hear it. If you think that I somehow ruined it. Now, I'll admit something. It's one of my flaws, and there are very few. I agree with
there
you.
Are many.
Not in the bigger scheme of things. By many, you mean few. Like sometimes more is less.
No, that's not exactly what I mean. No.
Right, exactly. No, I'm with you. Sometimes more is less and less is more.
I get
what you're laying down, Lockie.
No, I don't think you do.
So I like knowing things and informing people of things that they don't know. I do like
yes,
that.
Yes, that you but do.
Obviously, it's what I do for a living. I know things, and I tell people things. So it's pretty cool. At the end of the day, though, I don't think I screwed anything up here. I mean, I've learned over the years that if I've seen a movie or know a story before it happens, I'm not allowed to say anything. Like, for God's sakes, we watched La Bamba. And the warning went out before the movie started that I can't say anything. It happened in 1957.
Wow. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, maybe I'm just not getting
it. But still, I think that you know what happens to the person, but it's still a really good movie. It doesn't take anything away from it. Now, I get
I think it was a great movie.
Remember when
I'm with you.
The Sixth Sense came out with Bruce Willis, and that was a big secret. Now, you go and see it, and for a couple months, don't tell people the ending. And that I get. But if it's been more than, I don't know, 5 years at least, if you haven't seen the movie, you don't know what happens, then I'm thinking that might be on you.
I could not listen. The final scene in Sixth Sense. The final scene. If you told that, you give the whole movie away.
Yes.
So that is a pertinent, absolutely very important part. Freddie Mercury had been gone a long time. If you didn't know he was dead going in, that's on you, I would have to think. It's like watching the Elvis Presley story and not realizing that he's dead.
Yeah.
I mean, it's 1977. Is there a date limit?
I don't know. I think in your house there might be.
I don't know. I mean, I think it's 100 years. If it's happened within the last 100 years, you're not allowed to say anything. Because you're smart and everybody doesn't know everything. You should have heard I got lit up. But again, it was her birthday. I was like, I need it.
You can't argue.
Have a nice day. What am I supposed to do? I thought I did pretty well the whole day. It's 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. We'll take a quick break. We'll work out the screening, and we'll get you on the line. We definitely want to hear from you. Kayleigh McEnany at the bottom of the hour from the GOP. We've got a big lineup today, including Donald Trump Jr. in hour number two. Keep it right here on the Joe PAGS Show.
You're listening to Joe PAGS.
Come
right, so Motown Monday, the Joe Pags Show. Glad to have you. It's 888-941-PAGS. Phones appear to be up and running. They're looking good. We appreciate that. Go right to the phone lines. It's AJ.
Big time Motown Joe Pags.
AJ, my man, what's going on?
Oh, man, my man asked me to say, what you want to talk about? I say, I rambles on the Monday.
he's just stepping into the chair. Sam is off today, so he's doing a great job. He did not know, but all you have to do is say Motown Monday. We're good.
Yeah, he knew what he did after I said that.
Talk to me, my brother.
Hold up. Hello? You there?
I said, talk to me, my brother.
Well,
I don't know. AJ, I don't know what's going on with your phone. Your phone's breaking up. Go ahead and start again. Go ahead.
I'm an indentured guy. What did he say to slavery?
Yeah, the Virginia governor said that the indentured servants were brought over 400 years ago. I don't know. Dude, the guy's a clown, but he's still in office. What is going on?
Motown, you know what's going on. We got these idiots that voted all these liberals into our White House and into our Senate. I mean, you know, and they up there, they ain't doing nothing but bash Trump. And Trump, he's out there tonight, and you're ready to, I'm going to the gym, but I got to watch him tonight. And guess what? Beto, whatever the Ratto is, he's going to do.
Ratto, I like that.
You know
that.
We have fun on the Motown
like
Monday.
That,
you know we have fun. Hey, and he's going to do a rally with Trump. I want to see who makes his rally. That's what I'm waiting on. So I'm going to get in and bust my chops a little bit, and then I'm going to go home and I'm going to check this thing out. Because I got to know, why is this guy trying to go up against Donald Trump, Motown, when we know these baby killers. I'm going to start calling the Democrats baby killers. I'm sorry, Motown, because this is what they
are. That's what they are.
You know, exactly. What would you call them, Motown?
I call them baby killers, because that's exactly what they seem to enjoy doing, and I just can't understand it, man. I just can't figure it out.
Me either, Motel, but hey, that's okay. We own it. We going to get ready.
Yes, sir.
I know time is short for us, but hey, I'll hit you back, and you know I will.
All right, AJ.
After the deal tonight.
Hey, listen, hey, did you hear that they actually rented the baby Trump balloon for the Robert Francis response rally? But it's too windy in El Paso. They can't put it in the air. It's too windy. They can't even. It cost them $3,500, and they can't use it. I love it. I just love that.
Hey, wait a minute. Hey, Motown. Wait, maybe they should go to Italy and get that big bad statue they made for Donald Trump when they had it in the parade. Have you seen that?
I did. That's pretty good.
Check it out. Oh my God.
All right, AJ. Hey, go get your workout on. We'll talk to you. I love you too. We'll talk to you soon. Now, that's good stuff. You hear that, Carrie? That they're going to put up the baby Trump float or whatever it is, mm-hmm. The balloon.
I didn't know
it's
that.
Too windy in El Paso tonight.
Yeah, I didn't hear about that.
Cost them like $3,500. Huh? They can't put it up.
Oh,
let me ask you this: Do you think it's appropriate for them to gather and like sort of have the gathering point of this anti-Trump rally at a local high school?
They're having
Bowie
High
School
start
in El Paso.
Yeah. I would say no. I don't think that's really appropriate. They can come up with
it's
a different place. Yeah.
Every taxpayer is paying for that school. Why would you have some one-sided political rally there? It doesn't make any sense.
No, I don't think that's cool.
And did you hear your buddy Julian Castro? I know you guys are tight.
My buddy.
Julian. Yeah, your buddy.
Castro.
Actually, I probably hung out with him more than you did. You know, he's jumped the shark since then. But he said something to the effect of, I don't have the tweet in front of me, but something to the effect of, Trump is going to go to the border and he's going to pretend that there's a crisis and it's just going to be a circus and there are a bunch of lies and don't believe the lies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Carrie, maybe it's me, but didn't Obama also go to the border?
Well, yes.
I remember him distinctly standing at the border.
Yes.
Was that a circus? Was he just lying about the border?
Several presidents before this one have mentioned the border. There needs to be
something done about the border. But this one's a liar.
Because it's Trump. It's a manufacturing crisis. That's all I've heard.
It's a manufacturing crisis.
Yeah.
So we'll see if it goes off. But tomorrow I'm supposed to be on MSNBC tomorrow morning at 10
really?
O'clock our time.
Okay.
11 o'clock Eastern time. And I haven't been on MSNBC in probably 11 or 12 years. They requested me a few weeks ago. I said I couldn't, or I was going to do it, but then there was some breaking news. Something happened. And now we're going to be on tomorrow, allegedly, to talk about the Trump and the O'Rourke rallies in El Paso. Well, that's going to be fun, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
It probably will be a panel of seven people on one side.
and
me.
You. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
But I can't.
You're ready.
All right. Let me go back to the phone lines. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. It's Dane on line two. Dane, what's going on?
Hey, so how you doing?
Living a dream, man. What's happening?
Hey, you know what? I listen to you all the time. I love you as a brother.
Thank you.
And I got to tell you honestly, and you're welcome, I'm thinking you got to take a little more responsibility on this with Gabby as far as going to watch the show with Freddie.
Really? Well, what responsibility do I have to take? The fact that I know stuff about a famous person and how he died? He's famous.
Well, where are you coming from? But what I'm saying is, how old are you? Well, you don't have to tell me this.
I'm like 30. I mean, 30-ish.
There you go. How old is Gabby?
18.
So if you're sitting there in a show, and this is like 30 years ago, and I don't know. It just seems like, it just seems like it makes sense that you might not want to say that. I'm just saying.
No, but, well, again, I mean, it was paused. We were in the kitchen. We're all grabbing a snack. Everybody's taking a breath. And she brings up a part of the movie, and then I alluded to how he died. I didn't think it was a big deal because the movie wasn't about, you won't believe how the lead singer dies. I mean, the movie was about the history of it and telling the story of it, which I thought was pretty great.
Right, and I can see what you're saying. I kind of see both ways.
Dana bears mentioning that in my house, these children grew up listening to Queen. You know, these kids grew up listening to Chicago 70s, 80s, 90s rock. They know a lot about that music. Like my daughter Sam and CJ, they've got Queen's greatest hits. They had them when they were teenagers. So I'm stunned. Okay. I was stunned she didn't know. And had I known she didn't know, I'll be honest with you, had I known she didn't know, I probably wouldn't have said it. But I thought it was a given.
Sure.
And Dan, I hear you. I appreciate you. You know what I mean, Carrie? Had I known that she didn't know, I would not purposely have told her.
Of course, yeah. I mean, you didn't want to ruin the movie for her.
CJ and Sam been singing, you know, Queen songs in this house.
Yeah.
The same house Gabby grew up in forever. So it's, I mean, hello.
I know. I got you.
But don't worry. I was still the apple heart. I was still the AH.
Oh, betcha.
I was still the apple heart. I apple hearted it yesterday is what I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I got it done. That's why your little note from your little husband was the nicest thing. I was still a bro. No matter how much I screwed up the stupid movie. It is 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. We do have the Trump rally tonight and the counter rally in El Paso from Beto O'Rourke. We talked to Kelly McEnany from the GOP about that. Also about Ivanka Trump and what she's done for women and equal opportunity for women around the world, not even just here. That's being ignored by the far left media. So we'll have that for you as well. It's 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Stick around for Kelly McEnany. Remember, in about an hour and 4 or 5 minutes, it's going to be Donald Trump Jr. And man, we get into it. It's a good time. You're not going to want to miss a second of that either on the Joe Pags Show. Stay right here.
Joe Pags.
Across the land, joepags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, all right there. Glad to have you along for the ride. Really glad to have back from the GOP. It's Kelly McEnany. Kelly, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm living the dream. Loved reading your op-ed that was on foxnews.com recently. But really, really good. I'm somebody who follows this stuff, and I didn't know about this. The Women's Global Development and Prosperity Initiative. I had no idea that existed, although it was talked about a little bit in the State of the Union address. This actually happened last week. Fill us in. What is it that Ivanka Trump is doing? What is it that the Trump administration is doing?
Yeah, that's right. So Ivanka Trump has led this initiative, and basically it's been a partnership between various agencies within our government, the private sector, and then kind of the charitable side of things and international organizations. And it's a global effort, really, spearheaded by the United States to make sure that the money that we're sending overseas is given in a way that empowers women across the world, because a mountain of research shows that when women are entrepreneurs, when they're leading in the workplace, a country is less likely to be engaged in conflict. So ultimately, it behooves the entirety of the world and our country at large to have peace and prosperity across the world. So well done by Ivanka and the president fighting for women.
What's pretty amazing is Kelly McEnany. There are many countries around this globe, as you know, where women are treated like second-class citizens. In many countries, women are treated as if they don't even exist. Women can't work. Women can't prosper. There is no opportunity for women. So are we basically saying, we'll help you, we'll give money, but you've got to make sure that there are programs in place where women can empower themselves?
Right. That's basically it. And this new fund specifically gears money toward that. I think there was a $50 million initial investment. You know, we give foreign aid all across the globe, and that's been done for decades. And to make sure that it's being given in a way that prioritizes women in the workplace is a really great thing, and also one that I would just point out contrast to the Clinton Foundation, which took in a lot of money from countries that didn't quite empower women. So I'm glad to see that the Trump administration is leading on this and becoming a voice for women, both at home and abroad. And again, doesn't get much coverage, but of course the media doesn't want to report that kind of angle.
It's Kayleigh McEnany from the GOP. I was just going to go there. Is that what's going on? Because obviously MSNBC, CNN, the legacy networks all say that they're for women. They're for the promotion of women. They're for the more opportunities and at least equal opportunity for women. When something like that actually is put on paper, when something like that is actually funded and financed, you'd figure they could put politics aside for a second, right?
Exactly. One would think. But if you look at the wide portfolio that Ivanka has overseen, not just this, but starting a similar fund at the World Bank with Angela Merkel and others, also just here domestically, the doubling of the child care tax credit, expanding the family tax credit, making sure that women are reskilled so that they're able to enter the workplace, prioritizing women in science and technology. These are all things that she's done here at home. And you'd be hard-pressed to find much coverage of anything I just mentioned because it just doesn't fit the agenda of what the media is trying to sell, that President Trump is somehow opposed to women, which is what you hear on any of the liberal networks.
We got 100 times the coverage of Michelle Obama showing up at the Grammys last night. That's always amazed me, to be honest with you. And I didn't watch it, but I know that she showed up because it's the top thing on Twitter, or it was anyway. Why is it that the electorate in this country and Hollywood and academia and the media and all want to fawn over the Obamas, the first pop culture presidency, really, and ignore all of the things that he did to set us back by generations and then attack this guy? And is the I don't know what the hell Ivanka Trump did to cause this hate and disdain and intolerance for her, but I got to tell you, I've never met her. I've talked to her brothers a ton of times, but I don't get it. She seems to be salt of the earth. What am I missing?
Yeah, you're not missing anything. She is salt of the earth. She does so much good, so much for women, and in addition to everything I named, making sure that paid family leave is something that is prioritized in this administration.
Right.
We're one of the only countries in the free world that doesn't have that, but Ivanka is pushing for that. You know, and you're right that liberal women are treated differently. Hillary Clinton, Michelle Obama, people celebrate them as feminist celebrities, feminist stars. But, you know, of course, senior advisor Ivanka Trump entirely ignored all of the things that she does. It's just completely two standards, one for the left and one for the right.
Have you had an opportunity to talk directly to her?
Yes, I have on many occasions. I consider her a friend.
Fill me in, Kayleigh. How does she take it? They attacked her line, her clothing line. They attacked just her appearance. They've said horrible things about her father nonstop, and yet she just keeps on going to work every day. And she's got like these objectives that she wants to knock off the list, and she's doing it consistently. Where is her morale? How does she feel about all this?
You know, I think she realizes time is short in the White House. That it's, you know, of course, I think it will be 6 years.
Yeah.
Could be two to 6 years. Let's go with six because that's what
okay.
I think we all believe in the Trump world. Yeah, but at the same time, I think she realizes that even with 6 years, this is, you know, essentially like an hourglass where the sand is, you know, trickling down, and you've got a short period of time to change the lives of people everywhere, of our country, change the direction, you know, bring good, use this moment where you've been empowered by the American people to achieve. And she's done just that in two short years. But I think in the face of a slew of media attacks, criticisms, all baseless, I think she keeps her eye on the American people and the great past that they've empowered both her and her father to lead.
Hey, you're a lot younger than I am, but you've been around the block a little bit when it comes to politics. I'm just wondering, did you ever in your wildest dreams imagine that this administration could do things that the left has always said they wanted, yet they would still get hate, still hear about how there is something phobe, there is something ist. The intolerance, the hate, the attacks are never ending, and the president literally is just clicking things off the list that Democrats historically have said they wanted. Did you ever see this coming?
You know, I did, unfortunately, just because by virtue of being at CNN for the entirety of the election,
yeah,
on the
Zomper, right,
you know, 8-on-1 panels, you know, I recognized pretty much immediately that, you know, this man, if he's to win the presidency, and he did, he's never going to be given a chance. And I would always make the point to my colleagues, you know, a lot of what you want, the president has, you know, brought those causes to our party, like,
yeah,
the causes of unions, the causes of rebalancing trade,
right,
you know, retaking our place in the world with our trading partners. These are things that, you know, the left used to be applauded for. And here, President Trump has brought these ideas into our party. You should be applauding them. And of course, they never would. So just by virtue of the fact of their rejection of his ideas on the campaign trail, I knew no matter what he did, no matter what he achieved, unfortunately, there would always be a negative lens. But I think history will tell a different story.
It's Kayleigh McEnany from the GOP. Let's talk about El Paso. The president's going to be there. Obviously, it's a study. study, a case study in before the fence or the barrier and after the fence or the barrier. It was a very, very crime-riddled city. Now there's almost no crime. Compared to Juarez, Mexico, which is right across the fence, where you've got, you know, murder after murder after murder and drug wars and everything else going on, this is a proper case study. Yet the left in El Paso went and rented the baby Trump. And by the way, between you and me, Kelly, don't tell anybody. The winds are too high. They can't fly baby Trump tonight. We just found that out. The winds will be too high in El Paso. So that's a good thing. But they got this stupid balloon making fun of our president. You got Robert Francis calls himself Beto O'Rourke. He's got to be doing a counter rally at the same time. Nobody would ever have thought to do that about Obama. But what do you think going into tonight? Is this just a further expose of how unhinged the left is? Or do you think that what they're doing, these counter protests, these constant complaints, whether they're true or not, is that being effective?
No, I don't think it's being effective at all. And we see the president's approval rating continue to rise, yeah, with majority support. And, you know, I think they're befuddled. I think they're baffled by it. And I think a large part of it is, you know, the president puts his head down, works, achieves. We can all feel it and see it in our everyday lives. And then they whine and they moan. And honestly, they hate. You saw a lot of hate and a lot of people during the State of the Union refusing to clap for very basic propositions like, right, the locking up of sex traffickers.
Right.
So, you know, you just see this animosity in all of these counter protests and this unwillingness to give any credit where credit is due. And I think by virtue of that, people recognize it and it pulls them closer to the president. So I actually think these counter protests end up really fueling the right and bringing over some of the independents.
I'm wondering, what do you think would have happened had Ted Cruz, let's say, done a counter rally when Obama was at the border? How do you think that would have gone over?
Oh, tons of criticism, of course. You would be hearing people say, you know, this is the party of no, these are the Republicans that rebelling against what is a historic presidency. And of course, we would know that Obama is a historic presidency because he received the Nobel Peace Prize before,
right,
he ever entered office.
Right.
So it'd be entirely different, as you know.
One last question. It's Kelly McEnany from the GOP. I don't know if you saw this, but Julian Castro, who used to be the mayor of the city where I am right now, San Antonio, who's announced that he's running for 2020 for the Democrats, he put out some stupid tweet about how the president's going to go to the border and do a clown show or a circus. He's going to lie about there being a crisis when there isn't. Don't buy it. Now, Kelly, let me ask you something, because you know that this is true. The Democrats have decided that their tactic on the border is going to be just say there isn't really a crisis, that he's making it up. I mean, it's clear that there is. All you have to do is do a quick Google search. All you have to do is look up the Department of Homeland Security and check out the actual figures and numbers. There clearly is a crisis. And then, of course, we can check out the pictures from overhead of the caravans heading that way. Do you think that's working at all on middle America, that there's nothing wrong with the border and that he's just making it up?
No, I don't think so, because America turns on their TV, and if you're at all paying attention to at least one of the stations that shows the images, Fox News,
yeah,
you see the people pouring across the border. You see the caravans. You hear about the angel moms and dads. You hear about Kate Steinle, who lost her life to someone who shouldn't be here, and so many others, like Officer Singh out in California most recently.
Right.
So you're seeing the lawlessness. And all of us, by the way, know someone affected by the drug crisis. And I think the president has been very effective in saying that this drug crisis is fueled by drugs pouring across our southern border. So I think America's waking up, and to say that there's no crisis, I think it really flies in the face of reality, and most people recognize that.
Yeah, I could not agree with you more. Great op-ed. I will link to it. It's Kelly McEnany from the GOP. We really appreciate the time. Kelly, thanks.
Thanks so much, Joe.
All right, we'll talk again soon. Back after this in the Joe Pag Show. Stay right here.
Joe Pags.
It's a Motown Monday, the Joe Pags Show. Glad to have you here. Welcome to the program. Thanks. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. Glad to have you along for the ride. Lots going on, lots to get to. Your thoughts on what Kelly McEnany just had to say about empowering women. Here it is, Trump, the misogynist, empowering women. How dare he? And taking advice from his daughter, she's no good either. It's such a weird calling card for the left. It just is. It's weird, man. It's really weird. So we'll get into that. We'll take your phone calls on that. Bottom of next hour will be Donald Trump Jr., the executive vice president of the Trump Organization, of course, the son of the president of the United States. We talk about the rally, the counter rally. We talk about the ridiculous Russia probe and much more right here on the Joe Pags Show. Make sure you stick around. Let me remind you that February is Heart Health Month. And did you know that according to the American Heart Association, nearly half of all adults in the country have serious issues related to their cardiovascular health? That's why I suggest taking Super Beats by Human. With Valentine's Day just around the corner, many view February as the month of love. But again, I want to reiterate it. This is American Heart Month, and you've got to check out, make sure that your heart is healthy, and it's doing exactly what it needs to. There's a reason why two of the healthiest diets of the last 2 years include foods high in dietary nitrates. Don't take my word for it. There's plenty of research out there. Go check it out for yourself. I take Super Beats to help me keep my cardiovascular system working the way it should be working. Super Beats is nature's powerful superfood that supports healthy blood pressure, improves circulation, and provides a natural boost in energy by increasing nitric oxide levels in your body. You want that. And again, I take it every morning. Now Human is going to let my listeners try Super Beats risk-free for 90 days. Just go to joelovesbeats.com. Take advantage of this great offer. But if you click right now, you get a 30-day supply with your first purchase. Super Beats will even pay shipping and handling. Go to joelovesbeats.com. Take advantage of this risk-free trial. Customer pays and return shipping, of course. Again, it's 1-800-516-8389 or joelovesbeats.com. All right, got to go to the phone lines. A lot of people waiting there. And, Carrie, before we do that, let me think. You know, why don't we save it to the top of next hour? Do you have something on the counter, Rally?
I do, as a matter of fact, yes.
Let's save it for the top of next hour. Okay. Because, again, I just think it's rude. I think it's outside of protocol. It is without manners, and it's negative, and it's dumb that there's going to be some sort of counter rally that, by the way, is gathering at a local high school. If you're listening online from El Paso, or you're listening near El Paso, we've got 17 stations in Texas, I want you to get a hold of the El Paso School District. Find out why the El Paso ISD is allowing a one-sided political gathering to happen at its school. It's not okay. It's really not. And that's what the reports say. I'm not in El Paso, but that's what the reports say, that they're gathering at Bowie High School. It's 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Let me go to the phone lines and say hi to Charles in San Antonio. Charles, what's going on?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Living the dream, man. Talk to me.
I'm living the dream, too.
Cool.
I've got a really unique idea about having the Democrats agree to build the wall.
Okay.
It's kind of a novel idea, but I think you may agree with it or see some benefit with it. Anyway, probably the greatest incentive for the Democrats to have an open border is for future votes and you know, have people that are have an allegiance towards the Democrats because, you know, they allowed them to come over and they'll give them all these free programs and stuff. And I think what the Republicans should do is they should counter that.
How so?
Have a big advertising and public relations campaign down on the border and have, you know, like MAGA hats or something similar and flags and banners and get with the immigrants that are there waiting to come in and have them start, you know, advertising or at least, you know, professing that when they come into the country, they're going to vote Republican.
Okay.
And well, as soon as that happens, I think the Democrats would.
Yeah, I don't think they would do it. I don't think the immigrants
would do it, but
it's interesting.
To prevent that from happening.
Yeah, well, I'd love to see Nancy Pelosi out there with a pickaxe putting that wall up. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Charles, I appreciate you. Thank you. Open line now, 888-941-PAGS. It's going to be Xavier in San Antonio. What's up, Xavier?
Not much. How you doing?
Living a dream, man. Talk to me.
Yes, sir. Well, I was born in El Paso, Texas, and now I live here in San Antonio, enjoying life here. The economy under Beto O'Rourke, while he was there, it was stagnant, no jobs. Just pitiful, really. And also, what has he really done? So the charade is him trying to do this counter rally or whatever he's trying to do.
Yeah.
It's just a charade. It's just a charade because he never did anything for El Paso. Nothing.
Well, I agree with you. I think Beto's a rich kid that grew up in El Paso and was in a punk band where he wore a dress. He got out of trouble because mom and dad were somehow connected, allegedly, and now he's suddenly he's the next coming of Obama. It's the weirdest thing. Oprah's going to be interviewing him. I think the guy is a fool, and I think anybody who thinks that he's something politically anyway is also a fool. But I appreciate you, Xavier. Yeah, I don't know what Robert Francis O'Rourke did as a U.S. representative from the El Paso area. I have no clue. I have no idea what it is that he did other than say things like the police are the new Jim Crow, or say things like we should add $10 tax to every barrel that is harvested of oil in the state of Texas. He's a high regulation, high tax guy who is obviously anti-police. You can't say something like that and not tell me that you're not anti-police. You clearly are. And it's very, very odd to me that he's suddenly the face of the Democratic Party. And you got Oprah Winfrey with her stupid special coming up, interviewing like an actor and a musician and Beto. It's very stupid. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Bottom of hour number two is on the way. That's going to be Donald Trump Jr. You're not going to want to miss a second of that. Keep it here.
Don't be an A-dub. Stay with the Joe Pags Show.
Now
live from the WOAI studios in San Antonio, it's the Joe Pags Show.
This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
All right, great radio stations across the land, JoePags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, all right there. Also, Newsmax TV. It's the Joe Pags Show. Glad to have you along for the ride on a Monday. Oh, yeah. That's a Motown Monday. That is Carrie Lockie. Carrie, what up?
Hello.
You might not be able to see him, but that's Polo Cuellar. Polo, how are you?
I am just fine. Why can't they see me?
I'm glad you said something. I could not see you until you said something.
Okay.
Because of the camouflage shirt.
Oh, funny guy.
It's really doing funny the job. I'm just putting it out there.
Funny
All right,
guy.
So there you go. We've got Polo and Carrie along with our Polo's like, oh, what's going on? My camera's not working. No, you just it's the nice camo shirt. We got good stuff for you this hour. Bottom of this hour is going to be Donald Trump Jr. He's the executive vice president of the Trump Organization. To talk about the rally tonight in El Paso, the counter rally by Beto Robert Francis O'Rourke. Fourth generation Irish American. That's going to be happening. We'll talk to him about that. Russia collusion, the stupid investigation, the unhinged left in this country. I talk about him specifically because before all this, there probably wasn't anywhere, not only just in America, but like worldwide, that wouldn't kiss Trump's ass. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody yeah. was there. They wanted something. They wanted to be on television. They wanted money. They wanted a contract.
Yeah.
They wanted something from Trump. And whether it's Donald Trump or Donald Trump Jr. or Eric or Ivanka or Tiffany or down the line. I mean, everybody wanted something. And boy, they would just kiss up. I mean, if you ever watched The Apprentice, did you watch The Apprentice?
I did a long time ago. First couple seasons.
I used to enjoy the hell out of that show. And everybody would just kiss his ring. Mm-hmm. Well, yes, Mr. Trump. I don't care if they were actors. Or singers, fill in the blank, athletes, they were all kissing his ring. And then he runs for president, and suddenly everything changed. And I asked Trump Jr., I was like, Don, yeah, because we're tight. I'm like, hey, Don.
Oh, yeah. Hmm.
He's like, yeah, JP. Like, listen, what?
He did not call you JP. He didn't.
How do you
I'll
know?
Be listening. I'll be listening on the interview. Yeah.
Did you hear the interview?
I'm going to.
You have no idea.
I will find out.
You don't know.
JP. You're not that close. You're not bros.
Anyway, no, we're tight. We're pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's... Listen, I'll say this. He's been in Texas at the same time I am. Duh.
As
Thank
many
you.
Other people have, yeah.
Not that many, if you
yeah,
think about it, in the bigger scheme of things.
Oh, so, yeah.
It is, Donald Trump Jr., bottom of this hour, we talk about how things changed and what his father said to him that day. They came down the escalator about just that. Pretty interesting stuff, so make sure you stick around for that. We'll get into it. Yes, there's a rally in El Paso, Texas tonight. The president is there. I've seen pictures from our friend Brad Parscale, who is the Trump 2020 campaign chair, and there's a massive crowd there already. Massive. There's going to be some stupid counter rally where they actually rented for $3,500 that ballooned the baby Trump, and they can't fly it now because the winds are too high in El Paso. Which I think is hilarious. I think it's God's, you know, fun way of telling no baby Trump today. Can you imagine if we would have done like a big Obama head with his big ears and all that or something? Man, we would have been in so much trouble.
Of course.
So much trouble.
Can't do that. Nope.
Racist.
Mm-hmm. Racist.
So anyway, the rally's going to kick off in what, about an hour? Something like that?
I don't know exactly what time. I've heard 7. I've also heard
something
8 o'clock,
like that.
So
yeah.
I don't know.
So we're going to keep an eye on that for sure. We'll let you know what goes on. Trust me, there's going to be a humongous crowd for President Donald Trump. There'll probably be a big crowd for the other side, too. But what is it in this presidency where if the president does an address from the Oval Office, Nancy and Chuck get to stand there like American Gothic and give a response? What is it that the president's going to go to El Paso, Texas, which last I checked is an American city? It's actually, Carrie, you probably don't know this. It's Spanish for the pass.
Yes, I understand.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thanks.
Yeah. Hablo. Español.
Okay.
What? Anyway, so he's in an American city, which should be honored by the president, by the presence of the president of the United States. Instead, the mayor there is acting the fool. You got other idiots in that town acting the fool. But the vast majority, it looks like anyway, are like coming out in droves for President Donald Trump because he's done good things for every American, not just, you know, some compartmentalized American that Obama would do. So we'll talk about that a lot. In fact, Carrie, if you don't mind, give me what you have on the counter-protest. I just think this whole thing's so stupid.
Yeah. This is from NBC News. President Donald Trump and Beto O'Rourke are speaking less than half a mile, but worlds apart from each other on Monday night. And hours before the dueling El Paso events, the president started in on his potential 2020 challenger. We have a line that's very long already. I mean, you see what's going on, Trump told reporters in Washington before departing for Texas, referring to people waiting to get into his Make America Great Again campaign rally. And I understand our competitors got a line, too, but it's a tiny little line. Of course, the media make it sound like they have more people than we do. That's not going to happen. Trump's expected to reiterate his call for a wall or barrier on the southern border and echo the statements he made in his State of the Union address last week. Less than a half mile away from Trump, O'Rourke, the former El Paso congressman and possible 2020 Democratic presidential candidate, will headline the March for Truth, Stop the Wall, Stop the Lies. The march will end in a rally where O'Rourke said residents will celebrate our community and tell the true story about the border. While some try to stoke fear and paranoia to spread lies and a false narrative about the U.S.-Mexico border, and to demand a 2,000-mile wall along it at a time of record safety and security, El Paso will come together for a march and celebration that highlights the truth. Our works office said in a statement last week. On the Facebook page, organizers urged attendees to wear white, try to carpool or use rideshare, and bring a positive poster. The march will proceed along a section of fencing before ending in a rally at the Chalio Acosta Sports Center, less than half a mile from the 11,000-seat El Paso County Coliseum, where Trump is slated to speak. A large Finish the Wall banner was being hung in the Coliseum Monday morning. Pro-Trump vendors were set up across the street Monday morning from where O'Rourke will be speaking, but the area isn't big Trump country. Trump won Texas by 9 points in the 2016 election, but he lost El Paso County by 43 points, 69% to 26%. Organizers were still anticipating a big Trump crowd, and scores of people were camped out in line more than 12 hours before the rally was set to start.
Okay, first of all, NBC, it's not a campaign event, so shut up. It's him just reiterating what he's been saying in the State of the Union. But them calling it a campaign event, I guess, somehow minimizes it in their minds. Here's something interesting. Here's an interesting programming note. And I urge you to watch Newsmax TV if you're going to watch news television, except tomorrow at 11 o'clock Eastern time. Allegedly, I'll be on MSNBC. And then you can switch right back over. But they sent me this innocuous email. Say, hey, you want to talk about the Trump and the Beto rallies? I'm like, sure. You know what's going to happen, right? It's going to be like four or five lefties all yelling and screaming at me all at the same time.
And you.
But that's fine. And it'll be me, and I've got broad shoulders, and I'm fine. I mean, I'll deal with it. But I don't really know what the question is. And I'm guessing because you've got Castro, Julian Castro, the former mayor of San Antonio, saying that Trump's lying, that it's a circus show or something. You got O'Rourke now with this rally where the whole theme, as you just said, is there is no border crisis. It's a lie. The border's just fine. What I find to be ironic, and it gives me great joy, Carrie, is that they're doing this in El Paso, which, Carrie, here's a fun question. Mm-hmm. Does El Paso have a barrier?
Yes.
So they're doing it in El Paso, which makes sense for Trump to say, hey, look, fabulous. It's a wonderful, it's a huge wall. It's a huge fence, whatever. And what is Beto? What is he going to say? Well, this fence doesn't really do anything. Darn it. Don't even look at the fence. So what's he going to say? It's just dumb. Yeah. Let's see him take his ass to where there's no barrier whatsoever. Go do your counter rally over there. And here, look, there's just open land. There's no crisis here. Show me that, because even Acosta, the idiot fake news reporter from CNN, goes to where there's a fence. And he says, see, there's no crisis here. I mean, I'm guessing the left thinks that we're so dumb. The electorate is so dumb. Americans are so dumb. Like Gruber thought we were dumb, and Obama thought we were dumb. When Gruber said, you know, you got to rely on the dumb American voter, or Obama said, like your doctor, keep your doctor, like your plan, keep your plan, you're going to save $2,500 a year. It was all lies. I guess they think we're stupid. If they keep on saying there's no crisis, we'll just believe it. Now, I realize that there is a droning on of some minions in this whole arrangement. There's some droning on from people who just buy anything Beto says, or Oprah says, or Obama says, or Castro says. But the rest of us are truth seekers. The rest of us really want to know what's going on. And what's going on is 90% of all of the illegal drugs are coming across the southern border. Yeah, a lot of it through the ports of entry. Got to do a better job there, too. But some of it not in the ports of entry. And you've got sex trafficking and human trafficking, all sorts of drug trafficking. I mean, all that's okay? I don't know why they're trying to convince people that there's no crisis. mean, Julian Castro in that stupid tweet he sent out is standing by the border crossing in Eagle Pass saying, this border crossing is where my grandmother came over in 1922. Well, God bless you. My grandfather came over in 1928, and he came over on a boat from Italy. Okay, so we're brethren somehow. How is it that I believe that walls work and you don't? And no, I'm guessing the wall would not have kept your grandmother out. In 1922, we were taking more immigrants through Ellis Island and other places. Are you saying that your grandmother came here illegally? And you're saying that's quite okay? I mean, what is it that you're saying by you standing in front of a port of... Carrie, he's standing in front of where there's a gate mm-hmm. where people come in Eagle Pass.
Yeah.
I mean, what point is that proving? Acosta's standing by a fence. O'Rourke is going to be protected by a fence tonight. And Castro is standing by a port of entry. Every single one of these pictures shows some sort of a barrier between here and there that you have to go through to get here. Again, are they just relying on the stupidity of the rest of us? I mean, I don't understand. What point are they making? This is just, how is this not Baghdad Bob? Help me understand how this isn't Baghdad. You remember Baghdad Bob, right?
I do remember that.
The American troops are rolling in on tanks. They just went through the Revolutionary or Republican Guard, whoever the hell it was, in Iraq. They just went through. I mean, those guys were throwing up white flags. We quit. They did not want any part of America. If he just looked to his left, he could see all sorts of tanks and troops coming up. And he's looking at the camera saying, don't believe the Americans. They lie. They're not here. They're nowhere near here. Now, Carrie, we have to assume that he could actually hear the tanks were right there.
I would think, yeah. It'd be quite loud.
So how is this? And again, you don't have to answer because you're the news lady. I get it. But I mean, I'm going to ask this question to my listeners and my viewers. How is this different? Fences don't work. Look at me stand by a fence. Fences don't work. Look at me speaking inside of a fence. Gates and ports of entry don't work. Look at me standing by the port of entry through which my grandmother came. What? Listen, I'm not being funny. I'm not trying to get a cheap laugh. I just want them all to be drug tested. Carrie, is that asking a lot?
No, I don't think so. Won't happen.
Okay, we get a drug test.
Okay.
Like to get a drug test. And we'd like to publish the results. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Your phone calls when we come back. Donald Trump Jr. at the bottom of the hour. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
All right, great to have you. Welcome to the program, the Joe Pags Show. 888-941-PAGS. JoePags.com. Somebody just sent me something about it. Something was hilarious. See, Carrie, I'm funny even when I'm not even trying. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. You were hilarious last spring.
I'm just trying to bring it for the people. Just trying to bring it
Remind
for the
me
people like it's
happened.
Been Brutton.
Mm-hmm.
Just had to fire off a quick thank you. You're on fire tonight. Look at me standing by the fence that doesn't work. Hilarious. Drug tests and post results. Hilarious. Thanks. What's wrong with these people? Seriously disturbed. Joseph, listen. I'm just here to bring it for the people. Carrie, what? I'm bringing
well,
it for
you're
the people,
hilarious. Just, I understand. Yes.
Listen, but you know what's funny in real life?
Hmm.
When you take a normal observation of something so extremely stupid and just talk about it.
Yeah.
Because I cannot tell you how stupid it is for these Democrats to keep on giving speeches and showing up at the border where there are walls and fences talking about how there's no crisis. I just think that's hilarious. And it's just funny. And the drug test thing, though, serious, though, we really have to do that.
Sure.
Why not make it a requirement to be in Congress? Hey, let's have a drug test, Sparky.
You know what? That may not be a bad idea.
Hello? It might save us some
of the bad
time.
Ones. Yeah.
All right, let me go to the phone lines. By the way, in about 10 minutes from now, it's going to be Donald Trump Jr., the executive vice president of the Trump Organization. We talk about his dad. We talk about that escalator ride down. We talk about the attacks on his family. Specifically, I was like, Don, they're trying to get you. I mean, you specifically, they're trying to get. And he responds to that. We talk about it. So it's an interesting conversation, a good long conversation, Carrie. So if you need to go and take a break and take a nap, I know you like to nap during the second hour anyway.
Sometimes
so if you need to do that,
yeah,
right? And Newsmax wanted me to talk to you about that because they can see you actually
taking
catching the disease during the show. Let me go to the phone lines and say hello and welcome to line five. Going to be Tom in Houston. Tom, what's going on?
Well, I heard you talking about Beto and what's the magic with Beto and all this stuff, and it's the same game plan the Democrats have been playing for the last, since the 80s at least.
Yeah, but it wasn't successful in the 80s, though. In the 80s, it was horrible. Their candidates all sucked.
There's an exception. But my point is that they put somebody up that nobody knows anything about.
Right.
They did it with Obama. They did it with Bill Clinton. They did it with Jimmy Carter.
Right.
When they put somebody up that people know about, like Kerry or Gore or Mondale,
right,
they don't win.
Well, I think you make an interesting point. Let me just throw this at you and see what you think. You're right. Nobody knew anything about Obama. He was cool. He was slick. He wore a suit well. He read a teleprompter well, gave a speech, and can sing like Al Green.
I'm so in love with you.
Sorry, I can't help singing every once in a while, Tom. So that I get. But we knew exactly who Bill Clinton was, or we should have. Because he had a history in Little Rock, Arkansas, he had a history. There was a string of women saying that he either attacked them or he was having an affair with them, and he was paying people off and all sorts of crap. And we should have known about Whitewater. I think that we gave him a pass somehow because he was cool. So I think that you're right on a certain extent. But cool gives you a pass.
I think that what happens is that they just put so much marketing into it. You know, there's so much. Madison Avenue, on it, that they just, overwhelm all that other stuff.
Right.
And so it gets lost in the fog, just like, voting presence. That's not a record.
Well, is that why you think Trump did so well? Because he knows Madison Avenue and has been pushing his own name for the better part of 50 years. So he's really good at this.
Well, I don't know. I'm not going to say why he did well. But
right.
I just think that, we knew a lot about Hillary. She didn't win.
Yeah.
We knew a lot about Kerry. He didn't win. We knew a lot about Gore. He didn't win. When we know about these guys and what they're all about, they don't win. They'd rather
I'm gonna take your cues.
Nobody really knows that much about.
I'm going to take your cue, and I'm going to make sure that people know exactly who the Democrat is who ends up becoming the nominee. I appreciate you, Tom. Thank you. What's that, Kerry?
What? I didn't say anything.
Stay together.
You can't say the people, like Obama.
I got some tweets. They were like, can you finish the song?
No. I'd say no.
I got one tweet. Here it is. The tweet is from S. Minima. And he says... from S. Minima?
Uh-huh.
So he says, Valentine's Day is almost here, Pags. Can you sing that a little bit more?
No. You're making that up. No. Nobody is asking you to sing that.
You don't know. You can't
I
see
do
it
know.
Account.
Yeah.
I got you blocked.
Yeah.
You can't see. 888-941-PAGS. JillPags.com. Doug got a minute. Make it happen. Go.
Hey, real quick, Joe, in answer to your question from earlier on the show, the reason that the opposing rally can have the school to use tonight is the principle of equal access, giving everybody equal access to public buildings. Now, they can't deny, if tomorrow the American Communist Party wanted to rent that school, they would be permitted to do so under the same terms and conditions as far as payment or cleanup or whatever.
In theory, but what would happen is if the Communist Party or even a Republican decided to go there and speak, they would say that it offers a dangerous situation, and that's why we're going to say no. They've been pulling that crap for a while now, and I think you know that, Doug.
Well, I do, but I was involved in a case that was an equal access case about students years ago.
Right.
And so I understand the principle real well. You're exactly right. It doesn't always work out that way.
I got to run. I appreciate the information. Very good information. Donald Trump Jr. when we come back. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Across the land, JoePags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, all that and more. Also, Newsmax TV, it's the Joe Pags Show. Glad to have you here. Really glad to have back the Executive Vice President of the Trump Organization. It's Donald Trump Jr. Don, how are you?
I'm doing well, Joe. Yourself?
Man, I'm living the dream. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. And we got to come out of the box hot. We got to talk about your dad last Tuesday knocked the socks off of the entire world and flipped the script on the hateful left. I mean, when you saw what he did in the State of the Union address, Don, were you as proud as I was? You had to be even more proud because you're his son.
I was. I was, proud as a son and proud as an American. It was an incredible day, an incredible speech. The people that were there, the people that he brought in to support him, all of these people that the left somehow pretends dislike Trump. I mean, it was truly, truly a special moment. A unifying moment for, rational Americans.
Right.
That would not include any of the leftists that are, trying to take over the Democratic Party.
Right.
But rational Americans saw that, and, I guess the numbers really speak for themselves. I mean, 85% or 82% of independent voters loved it. Now, the left will never let him get away with trying to do these things. They'll do anything to stop him, as they've done for 2 years.
Right.
But, you know, those narratives are dying. You see what's going on with the nonsense Russia stuff. 2 years later, they still haven't found anything. And so all of a sudden, the House realizes the Mueller's probably coming up empty. And now they got to start their own investigations to keep it alive, because they need it to be true, Joe. They staked their entire careers on it.
Well, he walks out. And I think that there was an expectation that he was going to be the fighter. Now, your dad's a fighter. He's always going to be a fighter. That's a given. Mm-hmm. But he brings out a Holocaust survivor. He brings a guy who saved him. He brings the guy who saved the synagogue and more death in Pennsylvania. He brings out a young lady who is surviving a childhood disease. And before that was fighting against childhood disease. How do you not stand up and cheer for every single one of them? And for some of them, the white outfitted ladies weren't standing up. They looked like a bunch of impudent children, didn't they?
No, it was ridiculous. I mean, when you talk about, I mean, all of the things that these people preach that they're supposed to be for, you know, all-time low African-American unemployment, all-time low Hispanic unemployment, all-time low female. I mean, literally every demographic, every minority group is doing better under this economy, but they don't want to stand for that. They don't want to cheer. Instead, you have people like AOC who will sit there and scowl, and then they'll propose a plan that would literally bankrupt our country in about 5 minutes, that they themselves acknowledge that if you took all of the money of every billionaire in America and just took it all, you know, forget the jobs that would destroy, because those people, you know, get things done and make things happen and create businesses and other jobs, it still wouldn't pay for it. I mean, they put it up, and then they put people out on TV and then lie about it. I mean, and you have every Democratic presidential front runner coming up and saying, oh, no, this is a great plan, because what they need, the social media presence, they need a little bit of, you know, charisma that they're so totally lacking. I mean, think about how bad that is to take these asinine policies that would fail so miserably, that have no basis or foundation. I mean, we're going to eliminate air travel.
Right.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It's going to go away.
We're going to eliminate the internal combustion engine. We're going to literally rebuild every building. I mean, there's not enough money in the world to do these things, and yet it's somehow going to pay for itself.
And
Democratic presidential frontrunner, no, this is wonderful. Why? They need AOC's endorsement? I mean, they're literally taking the advice of a freshman congresswoman who 2 weeks ago didn't know the three branches of government. I mean, that's how lost the Democratic Party is right now.
And she was trying to learn how to pay rent. She wasn't sure how the whole rent thing worked. It's Donald Trump Jr., the executive vice president of the Trump Organization. I've got to go off the beaten path for a second. Before 3 years ago, Don, everybody that you ever met kissed your father's ass. Every single person wanted his time, wanted his money, wanted his endorsement. There is bar none, everybody loved Donald Trump. Suddenly, everybody hates Donald Trump. Did your dad see this coming? Did you see this coming, knowing how you grew up, watching everybody basically bow to him?
Listen, you know, I think we knew what was coming. You know, my father said something very interesting to me when we were going down on the elevator on June 16th, 2015 to make the initial announcement. He just looked at me and said, now we find out who our real friends are.
Wow.
And truer words haven't been spoken. I mean, this is he gets it. He understands how this world works. You know, we've seen it. I mean, I think we knew it was bad. I don't think we knew it was this bad.
Yeah.
Meaning, you know, their desperation trying to, I mean, they're not even investigating crimes anymore. They're just trying to, like, find a person and, like, back into a crime. I mean, this is Stalinist tactics if I've ever seen them.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not just him. It's obviously me, my family. I mean, look at Ivanka. I mean, who in the world didn't love Ivanka, you know, 2.5 years ago? There wasn't a woman in America that didn't want their daughter to turn out like Ivanka.
Exactly.
And all of a sudden, they're all trying to turn on her because they're actually getting things done. She's actually moving the needle forward, because that's the Democratic thing, right? They make all these great talking points. They say they're going to do all this. And what do they do? Nothing. They're the party of dependence. They need, that's the whole border fight.
Right.
It's not that they don't, you know, get that a wall will work. I mean, they're not that stupid. They know that it works, but they need people here that will ultimately be dependent on government. They need to flood our schools so they can have more bureaucracy. They need to flood our healthcare system so that government needs to step in and they can create that pattern of dependence. Because there's nothing independent about anything that the Democrats do. They don't have any independent thought. No difference than sort of all of them jumping into the Green New Deal nonsense. They don't have the ability to think for themselves. They need their constituencies to be totally dependent on big government. That is their business model. That's all they have.
On the Green New Deal, it's because you keep bringing it up, and you're right. They all jumped on board, and they all loved it. And then Ocasio-Cortez herself said, oh, that wasn't really the deal, pulled that off the internet, put up some other crap, and pretended like that was it, although we still have the original. So,
then they lied about it on Tucker. The media gives them a total pass. Because the media is in these people's pockets. I mean, it's really sick. So, you know, I love what my father's doing, that he has the ability to go directly to the people, because we're not fighting in a fair fight. This isn't a level playing field. I mean, you have the entire media complex, you know, against him, reporting nonsense, saying all these things, giving all these people a pass. You think they'd give Republicans a pass? You think what's going on in Virginia in the last 2 weeks, whether it be, you know, the racist stuff, or, you know, I mean, certainly the post-term, you know, abortion, also known as murder of a child.
Right.
I mean, you think the media, oh, yeah, well, you know, well, we're going to give you a pass on this one because they didn't mean it this way. It's like, no. If this was a conservative, you wouldn't
forget about it.
A goddamn thing other than that for weeks on end. And, you know, people think that this is a fair fight. It's not.
And
but,
by the way, that governor...
We're winning because he's getting it done.
Well, that's true. And that governor and that lieutenant governor still are surviving today, which makes no sense. It's Donald Trump Jr., executive vice president of the Trump Organization. El Paso tonight. Your dad's going to go to El Paso, which is one of the safest cities in the United States because there's a barrier. The city on the other side, Juarez, in Mexico, is one of the most dangerous cities on the entire planet. Not even just this hemisphere. On the entire planet. There is no case against what he's going to say. But for some reason, Robert Francis calls himself Beto O'Rourke, is going to be doing a rally at the same time. A, have you ever heard of anybody doing that when Obama was speaking? This complete lack of respect.
How do you argue against the wall? The country. I just want to know, is Beto going to wear his sheep suit like when he used to perform in a band? Or is, you know, hey, guys, this is the, you know, the dying wishes of a party that is just totally lost. I mean, this isn't your grandfather's Democratic Party. This is not the Democrat Party of Kennedy. I mean, these people have lost their minds. And like I said, when are they going to start worrying about Americans? You know, when are they going to start actually thinking about Americans and their citizens? Look at our school systems. They're destroyed, and now they want to flood them with more people that aren't paying in, that aren't paying taxes, that aren't going to contribute. What about our health care system? Same thing. But again, that creates the need for dependence. That dependence leads to more Democrat votes. That's what they want. They want a country of sheep.
Yeah, it's about power and control.
I don't see that flying in Texas, but, you know, they've destroyed California and all those other states. And so when I'm down in Texas, like I am most weekends, I was there last weekend with my buddies.
Right.
You see that influx of all these people. Oh, I got to get out of California. They've gone crazy. But then they bring 95% of their crazy with them.
Right.
And it's a scary thought and a scary proposition.
If your father didn't come down the escalator that day, and again, it's Donald Trump Jr., executive vice president of the Trump Organization. If he doesn't come down the escalator that day and immediately say, we must fix the border, we must fix our sovereignty, either we're a country or we're not a country, do you think he would have been elected? And do you think the left realizes the answer to that question?
I think, you know, people needed that. They needed someone. And it's not that, you know, anyone could have won on that platform. The only difference is that everyone's too much of a sheep to actually fight for it. I mean, look at what my father's been able to do. I mean, he takes a stance. How many other of the people that were running, or frankly any other Republican out there that even wasn't running, how many of them would have stuck by Kavanaugh in those hearings? I mean, it was the biggest nonsense, you know, attempted, you know, destruction of a great person. You know, but any other Republican would have folded because they've gotten so used to just giving up. The left calls you a bad name. We must fold.
Right.
You know, hey, guys, if there's one thing my father has taught conservatives, you don't have to take the L just because the other side wants you to.
Right.
You don't have to just give up and roll over and die every time they call you a bad name just because they're buddies in the media. You know, use your voice. Use your platform. Actually fight back for a change. And I think, you know, that fight is so indicative of the American spirit. I think people like seeing it.
Well, how unhinged is the media, though, Don, when you hear them completely do a 180? The media is saying, basically, that America doesn't want what your father ran on and what gave him the win. He ran on border security. He ran on us being a great country that we love and that we want to make great again. And they're acting like that's a negative. Without that, he doesn't get the job.
But you got to remember, it is for them. Yeah. You know, in their circle of little D.C. friends, You know, they don't know anyone who voted for Trump. They can't fathom that this would. They can't imagine that someone would, you know, wouldn't want to give, you know, a murderer, you know, the same benefits as, you know, an American citizen coming across. I mean, their new platform, they don't want to let you get rid of criminal illegal aliens. I don't mean just criminal because they broke, you know, came across the border, but people with felony convictions. Right. They want to make sure those people are taken care of too by their party.
It's nuts.
I mean, it is totally and utterly illogical. They've lost all rationale, and they keep doing it. And I can't imagine, you know, an America where reasonable, hardworking Americans don't see it, Joe. I can't imagine that people don't look at this and say, man, this is obviously political. They just don't want to give Trump the win. I can't imagine anyone saying that, you know, walls and barriers don't work. Of course you need other things to help that out.
Yeah.
We get that.
Right.
But you don't think a wall slows people down? I mean, I can't name a wall in history. They're all living behind walls. You know, they're all guarded by armed guards, but they don't want that for the American people because, again, they would rather those people come across, get on the system, be dependent, and vote Democrat. It's that simple.
It is Donald Trump Jr., Executive Vice President of the Trump Organization. One more question about you. Your Twitter game is great. I mean, it's a strong Twitter game. But I think, Don, they thought they would shut you up. They've come at you about emails. They've come at you about meetings. They've come at you about your family. How is it that you haven't cowered? Because I got to be honest with you. A weaker person would have said, screw this. I'm going to get on a private jet and go to some island somewhere until this blows over. You just keep on going at them.
No, well, A, it's not my style. I think that's genetic. And B, you know, does anyone in their right mind think that the Democrats would go even a little bit less at you if you, you know, curl up in a corner and die?
Yeah,
no different than my father fighting and showing that we can fight. Like, I can do it, too. I mean, look at what, you know, all the fake narratives about me. Oh, I told my father about, you know, CNN and all their fake headlines
right.
and the, you know, presumable, you know, Adam Schiff leaks where, you know.
Right.
Why would anyone work with the House Intelligence Committee with a guy like Adam Schiff in there, you know, when they're literally leaking testimony while you're in there and what's supposed to be a confidential hearing? I mean, you know, meanwhile, no one talks about the fact that, you know, this guy is pranked by Ukrainian shock jocks with supposed information on Trump. He buys it hook, line, and sinker. This clown, Weasel Adam Schiff, this guy is the head of the House Intelligence Committee, and that's not a problem. But, you know, the fake narratives, you know, changing the dates of when I got the WikiLeaks stuff, you know, I happened to get it 4 days after they put it publicly.
That was crazy.
But, you know, a huge deal.
Yeah.
You know, oh, I told my father. Oh, no, I didn't. Their own source, CNN's own source, you know, backtracked it, and they wouldn't even correct it. I mean, this is the fight that we're up against. You know, it happened again, you know, what was it, 2 weeks ago? You know, because they asked me to, you know, in September, they go, I have 9 hours. Who called you on, you know, June 7th, you know, 2016 for 30 seconds at 4:02? I don't know. It's a block number. I have no idea.
Right.
Oh, my God, you're lying. You're covering.
Right.
So finally, I guess Senate Intel or one of these agencies or whatever finally subpoenas the phone company. Finds out, yeah, it's two friends. Because I didn't know. But I didn't call my father. And yet another one of their narratives dies.
But you walk around, and your family walks around, but you specifically, you walk around every day knowing that there's a target on your back, but you seem to be willing to take it. Come on, bring it on, because there's nothing to hide.
There's nothing to hide. Otherwise, I wouldn't do it. You know, if there was something to hide, I probably wouldn't be as vocal. That wouldn't be, you know, intelligent. But, you know, there's nothing. But these guys will stop at nothing. They'll try to create any kind of narrative. The media lackeys, because they're, you know, they're getting leaked at by these guys left and right.
Right.
They won't call them out when they get a major story. I mean, three of CNN's biggest bombshells this year were all about me.
Yeah.
Not one of them was true.
Right.
All of them disproven after the fact. How many corrections? I think one of them was a semi-walk back.
Yeah.
The others, they just left it out there, like pretending it doesn't even happen. I mean, this is, you know, my day-to-day. But you know what? I believe in this country. I love this country. And I'm going to fight for it because, you know, we have to. We can't just give up. It doesn't set a good precedent for the future. And we're not going to...
You thanks. It is the Joe Pag Show. We appreciate Donald Trump Jr. stopping by. Your thoughts on that and the dueling rallies. We've got, Carrie, I'm getting reports from El Paso that the line is over 2 miles long to get in.
For the Trump rally.
Yeah. I mean, in a car, I think. Not the people line.
Yeah.
But there's a massive humanity that turned out. Robert Francis
Beto
O'Rourke is speaking now, and he's at Bowie High School. He should not be at a public high school doing a campaign rally or an anti-president of the United States rally, which is really what it is. And as I said to the caller, you know, earlier in the hour, I truly believe if a conservative or Republican wanted to go speak at that same high school, he or she would be turned away because, it's a hate speech. This guy can go on and on about a manufactured crisis, a fake crisis. It's a big lie. And again, I don't see any – what is Trump achieving by lying about what's actually happening on the border? I don't think he's achieving anything. If the border were great, why would he focus any attention on it? He's a busy guy. So it's just dumb. The whole thing's dumb. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Let me remind you that security breaches happen all the time, and you hear about them all the time. Hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people have their security breached, their privacy breached, because some bad guy, some hacker online, trying to get their information. You can protect yourself on your computer, on your mobile device, using ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN has easy-to-use apps that run seamlessly in the background of the computer, the phone, the tablet. Turning on ExpressVPN only takes a click. It secures and anonymizes your internet browsing by encrypting your data, hiding your public IP address, and it's less than $7 a month. It's been rated number one, by the way. VPN service by TechRadar comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you can't go wrong with this great company. Protect our online activity right now. Find out how. You can get 3 months free because you listen to my program. ExpressVPN.com/PAGS, E-X-P-R-E-S-S, VPN.com/PAGS for 3 months free with a one-year package. Visit ExpressVPN.com/PAGS. Do it right now to learn more about this great deal. All right, let me try to grab a quick phone call. We don't have time. Hang on the line if you're on the line right now. And we will come out at the beginning of next hour with a bunch of phone calls, a bunch of reaction to what's happening in El Paso tonight, your reaction to Donald Trump Jr. right here in the program. I think he had a lot to say, and he's very open about saying all of it, which I thought was great. All right, so we've got much more to come. Another big hour next hour, including Andy Pollack as well on the Joe Pag Show. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pag Show.
Now, live from the WOAI studios in San Antonio, it's the Joe Pag Show.
The Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
All right, great radio stations across the land, joepags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. It's all right there. Glad to have you along for the ride. It's the Joe Pags Show. Coming your way on a Monday. It's a Motown Monday. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da. Along with Kerry Lockie and El Polito. Is that somebody, El Polito?
No, it's not.
I had an aunt from Guatemala, and she called me Jose Lito. My father, I guess, was just Jose. So you can't be Polito?
Well, that's not what you said.
What did I say? El Polito?
You said something, yeah.
I said the little polo. So what?
Yes.
Come on, it's an affectionate term. I can't call you El Polito.
No.
What does that mean? Something bad or something in Spanish?
I don't know. It sounds a little weird.
Come on, dude.
Come on.
We've known each other a long time now. I can't have a name like that for you? I can't say El Polito?
Probably not. I mean, I'm just afraid that you're gonna add an L in there somewhere, and there you go.
I'm not going to call you Pollo. I'm not going to do that. I would not do that. The Carrie, we should call her El Carrie, pain in the asso.
I think we can go with that. Yeah, you better be careful with that. Would, good ring.
I think that would fit better. I think it has a good ring to it.
It does not.
You got to be careful with that one.
Why? Why? Pain in the asso is something really bad in Spanish?
No, just the way it sounds.
Yeah. It doesn't sound great. I just call you guys Carrie and Polo.
There you go.
It is, although you can call me Pagsy, you can call me Big Head, call me anything you want. I'm always open to the abuse, right?
Oh, yeah.
I can't even imagine what you call me when I'm not around.
Oh, man.
It is, I know, right? 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Glad to have you along for the ride. Really, really appreciate you stopping by. A lot of people on the phone line want to talk about my interview with Donald Trump Jr., getting very positive responses to that interview, and I appreciate you. Bottom of this hour, it'll be Andrew Pollack. He lost his daughter, Meadow. It's almost a year, Carrie. Almost a year since that shooting.
Yeah.
He is a man on a mission. Now, have you heard the story of where he's gone after this guy, Medina? This guy, Andrew Medina, was the school monitor who did not call the code red.
Mm-hmm.
In his interview with police, he says he sees the guy that they knew as Crazy Boy, which is the guy who admitted, I guess, to the shooting, to the mass murder. This, I call him 18-1958. That's his prisoner number. I don't want to give his name out because he doesn't deserve to have his name on my air. But he sees the guy get out of the car he actually describes it as a rifle bag and does nothing. Now, what isn't known as much, and we get into this a little bit with Andrew Pollack, is that this guy, Medina, had been alleged to have sexually assaulted several students. It was brought up to the school board, and whoever the judge and jury is on items like this, seven of them said, yes, he did this and he should be terminated. For some reason, this is before the shooting, obviously. For some reason, the human resources person gives him a pass and doesn't fire him. Somehow saved his job. I don't know. Why would one person have the ability to stop that from happening?
Sounds crazy.
It is crazy, but it's documented. It happened, according to Andrew. Well, last week, or a week and a half ago, whatever it was, he gets wind that this guy Medina is coaching some like little league baseball players or something a mile away from the school or something. So Andrew goes down there and verbally confronts the situation. Well, now this guy Medina is trying to get a restraining order against Andrew Pollack. That's how stupid this whole thing has gotten. So this guy who has said on the tape in the interview with police after the mass murder at a school where if he would have said code red, it would have changed the reaction and possibly he would have saved lives. He said he didn't want to be the one to call the code red. And he didn't call police either, from what I understand. Yet he was very quick to call police when Andrew Pollack went to his baseball practice and said, hey, I'm not done with you yet. That's how nuts Broward County's become. And I talked to Andrew about this. For those of you listening on WFTL, love being on 850 AM. Love being on in South Florida where I grew up. But we used to go, my grandparents lived off of Commercial Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale, which was a great place. That was also back when spring break would happen in Fort Lauderdale. After Fort Lauderdale, I believe it became Daytona Beach. After Daytona, I think that it went to Panama Beach. I mean, now it's Cancun, I think, is where people go. But for years and years and like generations, it was Fort Lauderdale. But Fort Lauderdale got so far left and so controlling that they built a gigantic wall where like you couldn't see, I guess, the bars and the festivities, and it wasn't enjoyable for the spring breakers anymore, so they stopped going there. The city actually lost millions and millions of dollars in tourist dollars every year because of that, but the old farts who lived down there near the beach, all that's what they wanted, and they changed the city. Well, I guess all of Broward County has gone very far left, very far liberal, big power and control. They believe in this promise program, which basically promises your kid is going to be safe in school because it expunges real criminal activity from students' records so that you don't even know that they shouldn't be buying guns, or they shouldn't be on campus, or they shouldn't be anywhere near other students. Like, if you see them on campus, if they've got a criminal record, well, first of all, you might have been in juvenile detention or worse, but if he's got a criminal record, immediately a flag goes off. No way. But they still have a stupid promise program. They still have this horrible superintendent, Runcie. They've got these people down there in the school board that have been there forever, and they suck. They're horrible. And you know, the guy's had it. By the way, he doesn't have a house anymore, Carrie. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
He's homeless. He has a camper, and he's just driving around the state. He's done. Okay. He sold his house in Broward for big bucks. He had this great, great house, great estate. He just didn't want to live in Broward anymore. But he's on the Florida school board. So he's going to stay in Florida. But it's funny today. He's like, yeah, we're just making our way to Tallahassee. But what do you mean? Well, just driving.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds good, Andy. Good, appreciate it. So we'll get an update from him. And yes, it's going to be the anniversary, if you can believe it, in 3 days. On Valentine's Day is when it happened last year. It's 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. A lot of people want to talk about the interview with Donald Trump Jr., about the get-together in El Paso. You seen the pictures? Massive crowds there for Trump.
I've seen them.
Massive crowds. And Robert Francis is speaking at the high school. I don't understand. I actually know of people who have turned around and decided not to go because they can't get through.
Really? Wow.
They're going to go home and watch it on TV.
Okay.
Yeah. We're all over it. All right, let me go to the phone lines. Let me say hello and welcome to line one. Actually, line five is going to be Ed in Weberville, Michigan. I'm very familiar with Weberville. Ed, I used to drive right through that every day on the way to work. What's going on?
It's good to hear, Joe. It's nice to talk to you.
Thanks, man.
I just wanted to do whatever you're paying your call screener, it's probably not enough. You should pay him more. He's a pretty good guy.
He's a good guy. Yeah, but, we like Russell.
Yeah. What I wanted to tell you is number one, it's that name AOC is an alias. It should be Fidelia Ocasio-Cortez.
Nice. Not bad.
And then number two, I was wondering, I know the answer, maybe, but you could probably help me out. I'm just a dumb infantryman from the United States Army.
Nothing dumb about you, my man. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. But I was wondering, where are Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton with the Renner riots in North Carolina there? Or maybe it's because they're a D behind the name. I don't know. Maybe you could help us out with that.
Yeah, you're not going to hear from them much at all. It's a great rhetorical question. And I appreciate you from Weberville. You should drive through some McDonald's right there off of 52 in Weberville. I would stop. Carrie's before I started eating right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I gotcha. Had a couple of Big Macs. Yeah,
I'm almost at work. Got to get a couple of double cheeseburgers.
Oh, yeah.
I'm serious. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a good question. You're not going to see them show up in the South Side of Chicago either, or the north side of Chicago, where there's high crime and where a lot of young black people are dying because of violent crime. You're not going to see them there. You're going to see them when it's going to be a high profile case. Generally speaking, white person allegedly does something bad to a black person. They're going to show up and show how they're out to get justice. Well, go get justice in Chicago. Go get justice in Virginia, where the governor, lieutenant governor are alleged to have done horrible things. Show me who you really are. And I got to tell you something. Jesse Jackson was there with Martin Luther King Jr. during the marches and when he was killed. What happened to that guy since that day? I mean, I think MLK would be pretty unhappy with how the guy is sold out to race baiting instead of trying to make America better. It is 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
It is a Motown Monday, the Joe Pags Show. Glad to have you along for the ride. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Appreciate you. Bottom of the hour will be Andrew Pollock. Lost his daughter Meadow almost a year ago now at MSD High School in Parkland, Florida. We'll make sure that we bring you that. You're going to enjoy that interview. There's a lot going on. And we like to get updates from Andrew all the time because he's always active in trying to hashtag fix it. He's extremely active in trying to fix the problem that ended up taking his daughter's life. Guy like that could have just gone away. We never heard from him again. But instead, he's in the forefront, and he's fighting as hard as he can with the president, with Ron DeSantis, who is the governor of the great state of Florida now. Also, Rick Scott, the former governor, now U.S. senator from the great state of Florida. They're doing a great job in trying to fix it, okay? Trying to fix it. It is 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Make sure you stick around for that. I probably won't get time to get to it, Carrie, but well, I guess I'll quickly do it. Mm-hmm. I didn't watch the Grammys last night. Did you watch the Grammys?
Not a second.
Paul, you watched the Grammys?
I saw most of it, yes.
You liked it, didn't like it?
There were some performances that were good. There were some others. They were just whatever.
They could Drake's mic up because he was actually saying that Grammys don't matter.
Yeah. I mean, they're claiming that you know they had to go and that they offered him to continue, I guess, when they got back from commercial. But he said no. He said enough, and he was happy with what he said, so he was cool.
Yeah, I don't believe them. I think somebody jumped the gun and cut them off.
Yeah.
But having said that, I did not watch it. I've seen reports on it afterwards. Michelle Obama shows up and everybody, the whole place swoons.
Mm-hmm. Heard about it.
Carrie, let's sit back for a second. You know, say what you will about the Obamas, but I think her hit in 1978, the Obama song or something. What was it? It was a great song. The way that they put it together, it was like a trio, but a power trio. It was Michelle Obama. You had like, what's his face? Eric Clapton. And who was it on drums? Ringo, I think, did a special appearance on drums.
No, I don't think so. He must be thinking of somebody else.
But she's won
else.
A few Grammys. She's a Grammy Award winning artist, though, isn't she not?
I don't think so.
I just don't understand. Why was Michelle Obama there? Now, again, I am not insulting Michelle Obama. I'm asking a simple question to the music industry. A, why was she there at an awards show? She's not the first lady now. I'm sure the first lady now would have been very gracious in accepting an invitation to come and speak. I asked this question as I get ready for this. Hold on. Hold on. Okay.
Thirsty.
Oh, it's so cold. That's the cherry cola Zevia is what that is. The cherry cola Zevia.
Yummy.
Yeah, so why not ask the first lady who's currently in the office? Why is Michelle Obama the pop culture, you know, first lady?
Because they don't like
why
the
is Alicia like Keys Obama. Hugging her as if she's somehow worshiping her? The whole thing's weird. And again, listen, Michelle Obama probably was invited. She said yes, so it's not on her. I mean, I would say yes, too, if I were invited. But why invite her? What is it about the Obamas that we have to continue to kiss that ass for as long as we possibly can? I don't understand. At some point, just entertain us. You know, there's a piece of video floating around from Johnny Carson. Obviously, from several years ago. He's passed away now. But he actually is being interviewed by Mike Wallace on 60 Minutes, and he's like, no, that's not our job. It's not my job to walk out and talk about the issues. It's my job to come out and entertain you. And if we in late-night television start getting so self-important that we're talking about the issues as if we matter, then we're failing at the job.
Mm.
And then they're sort of interspersed. You know, Colbert and what's-his-face and the other guy and Kimmel and all these. And he's absolutely right. They just don't entertain anymore. Wait, now, Polo says it was a good show. There were some good songs. They enjoyed it. I've heard from several others. It was a very good show. They enjoyed it. I did not watch it. I used to be the guy who would, like, wait for the Grammys to go, and I couldn't wait to watch the Grammys. I don't watch them anymore. I just don't care because invariably they're going to get political. Invariably it's just going to be a bunch of rich people sitting around acting stupid. And then Michelle Obama comes out And by the way, can I just put this out there? Stop going on my Twitter. Stop going on my Twitter. And talking about how Michelle Obama's a man. Just stop it. You have any idea how stupid that is? It is incredibly stupid. Her kids look just like her. Not that I have to explain that why she's a woman or how she's a woman. She is. Stop it. Kara, if I hear one more thing about her third finger being this long and that proves this, that, shut up.
I know, yes, please.
It's stupid.
It is.
You are not winning by calling her a man. Her name is Michelle. It's always been Michelle. She's given birth to two children, as far as we know, who look just like her. So just stop it. It is so anti what you're trying to do. Do you think that you're going to win over a voter by calling Michelle Obama a man? Knock it off. That doesn't make sense. You want to talk about her dissertation or her thesis from the 1985, where she talked about how horrible it was to be hanging out with white girls? Let's talk about that. She's a racist. I'll give you that. But to call her a man, what is wrong with you people? What exactly are you proving? Kara, is that going to change even one vote, calling Michelle Obama a man?
No, it would not.
You want to complain about where they got married in front of Jeremiah Wright? Let's do that, because he's a horrible racist who believes in Mother Africa and everybody else can kiss their ass. I mean, they're anti-white is what they are. You can talk about that. I've got proof. Barack Obama is somebody who sympathizes with Muslims. Oh, we have proof. He has a certain affinity for them. But to call her a man, what are you achieving? I mean, because you get a cheap laugh or something? It doesn't solve the problem. It doesn't advance your issues. It doesn't mean more people will vote for Trump or whomever it is that you want instead of somebody like Obama. It just makes you look stupid. It makes you look like a juvenile. So just knock it off. You know, Kara, this is not the first time I've said this. Why do people keep doing that?
I don't know. It's dumb. They're dumb.
You know, Michelle Obama says, I'll be your first lady forever. Well, no, you won't. Call her out on that. She says we should change school lunches and it failed horribly. Call her out on that. You know, she attacks, you know, President Trump and makes fun of a gift that Melania gave her. Attack her on that. I'm talking about attacking actions. You want to give her a hard time because she might be taller than you? What are there some guys out there that are somehow, you know, feeling small because she's 5'11 or whatever the hell she is? Stop it. I just don't know that it achieves anything. I said the same thing about the birther issue, although it's completely appropriate to say, did you turn in the proper paperwork to prove that you could be the president? I think that's extremely appropriate. But when you keep going on and on and on about the birther issue, and it's the seventh year of his presidency, at some point, let it go, and let's get somebody in there that we like, because that issue is not winning it for you. Have I been clear enough about this?
Crystal.
I think I've been clear about this. Yeah. Let me go to, very quickly, Carlos, I've only got a minute or so, but I know that you're from El Paso. Talk to me.
Hey, I'm good, like Chris McCain. How about you, Joe?
I'm living the dream, man.
It feels like Houston during the Rita hurricane, man.
Are you actually in El Paso? Because you're usually traveling around when you call me. Are you actually there?
Yes, sir. I've been trying to get to work for the past hour.
Holy mackerel. Is the whole city just shut down or what?
They closed down I-10 between about for the past, I don't know. Actually, I don't even know how long it's been closed.
Wow.
All I know is that I've been in traffic for about an hour already, and yeah, it's pretty chaotic, man. I know I'm probably cutting out a little bit. They got people going in reverse on the on ramps trying to get off the freeway because it's just
wow.
Yeah,
that's nuts. You think more people will show up to the Trump rally or to the Beto thing?
Oh.
The Beto Robert Francis thing.
That's actually why I called. I feel happy. I'm happy. I'm very excited that there's actually a lot of conservatives here.
Good.
They've been selling out. MAGA gear since 2 days ago.
Good.
They keep. It's amazing, man. It's beautiful. Maybe finally the city can finally catch up with the rest of Texas, man. And O'Rourke, he's just making a fool of himself, man.
I'm with you. I got to run. Carlos, we love you. We appreciate you calling in. By the way, he's not speaking at the high school. That's where they met, first of all. He's speaking at Chazamal Park. I think that's how you pronounce it. I don't know. When we come back, Andrew Pollock. Stay here.
You're listening to Joe Pag.
Across the land, JoePags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. It's all right there. Newsmax TV as well. It's the Joe Pags Show. Really glad to have you. Really glad to have back my friend, Andy Pollack. He, of course, lost his daughter, Meadow, almost a year ago now in Parkland, Florida at MSD High School. He's been working his face off to get school safety done in this country. Andy, thanks a million. How you doing?
We're doing all right. You know, I'm on the road. I'm heading towards Tallahassee.
Yeah.
They're probably going to do something at the Capitol on the 14th with the governor. But, you know, I'm mostly going up there because my son's up there. I'll see him in a couple of days. And just to get out of Broward is just a good feeling.
No, make sure you tell Hunter we said hello. Talking about Broward, sure. I see these stories last week that you and I talked about where this guy Medina, who was allegedly some safety official at the school. Turns out he wasn't anything but a guy who forgot to say the two words, code red.
Correct.
And now he's actually coming after you, alleging that you're threatening him or something. Andy, can you just give me a long and short of it? What exactly is this guy talking about? I know you, and I would know if you went and threatened somebody. That's not the kind of guy you are. You actually have gone through the right steps for an entire year now to take down the people that screwed up that day. What is this guy talking about?
Well, what bothered me was, Joe, my son called me. I'm home. I was just traveling. I get home. I just get in the house. Not in the house, in a camper. I can't even say I have a house.
Right.
So my son calls me and he goes, Dad, this guy Medina is coaching at the park a mile from the school.
Wow.
Right. And in the community in Parkland. Right. So I go, I can't believe it. Like, I can't trust anyone to tell me that they've seen it. I want to see it with my own eyes.
Right.
You know, Joe? So I tell my wife, Julie gets in the call with me. We go, let's go drive. I want to see this with my own eyes, that the community a mile from the school would let this piece of garbage on the field to mentor kids, how bad he failed the community and what he was convicted of. So I drive there, and sure and behold, I see this guy's on the field coaching kids. You know, I coached 15 years kids, mentored them, St. Thomas High School in Fort Lauderdale, the Red Hawks lacrosse program in Parkland. I would never let a piece of garbage on the field like this guy.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know if you know, he was also brought up on charges for sexually harassing girls at school.
I know. You and I talked about it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So just so all your listeners know, one of the girls was my daughter, and there was a professional standards committee that looked into it, and they found him guilty. There were seven of them on it, and seven of them found him guilty and put in for him to be fired. So for me, I go, I got to see that parents would allow this guy on a school on the field.
So I just want to interject for a second, just so that everybody listening understands. Seven people said that, what was it, seven counts? They said that he definitely did it and he was going to be fired. And he's the guy that could have said code red when he saw this idiot, 18, 19, 58, carrying the gun bag, the rifle bag.
Yeah. Well, this is what's ironic about the night. So I go there to the ball field and I see this guy and I go, I can't believe it. Like, there's no, you know what I mean? There's nothing I wouldn't do for my daughter, Joe.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I
don't care what it is. Nothing is going to stop me from getting justice for my daughter and the other victims. So I see this guy on the field. I go, I can't believe it. So then I speak to the manager and I go, do you know who you got out there mentoring your kids? He goes, yeah. I go, he was found, you know, he sexually harassed girls at the school. He let the guy in. Did you see the interview? Like, any of your listeners that want to go on YouTube and watch Andrew Medina interview. You throw up when you see him interview by BSO.
Right.
You can't even watch it. It's so horrible to watch. It's sickening. And he goes, yeah, he says to me, and the other parents, like, if I was, like, hot-headed, I could have had a fist fight with the parents that wanted this guy on the field. But I didn't go that route. I went, you know, I just had to see for myself that this community in Broward would have this guy on the field. So he's on the field. He's got a baseball bat in his hand.
Right.
He's hitting out balls to to the kids. And I walk behind the backstop. You know, there's a fence between us. And I call out his name, and he sees me. And then I go, hey, you know who I am, right? And then he looks at me like he has like a deer in the headlights.
Right.
And he has a bat. I'm on the other side of the fence. And then he looks at me, and I say, you know, I'm not done with you yet. Because in the next couple of weeks, we have his deposition in court.
Right.
We were able to move forward with his wrongful death. And he's going to have to face not just me, all the parents that lost kids or loved ones or husbands or sons are going to be at that depot to face that garbage because he's the guy. So I want everyone to know he watched Crazy Boy. This is what he says in his interview. I saw Crazy Boy get out of the car. He's the guy that we had the meeting about. If anyone was going to be a school shooter at the school, it was going to be him.
I watch him get out of the car. He has a rifle bag in his hand. And Joe, he doesn't call the code red or the police, right? Watches him walk into the building, hears the gunshots, and still says in his interview, I didn't want to be the one to call the code red. And he's even saying, pow, 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 pow. And then I got in my golf cart and I got out of there, right? So that day, he doesn't call the police, right? When he sees the kid with a rifle bag, crazy boy. But on me, at the park, Joe, when he has a baseball bat in his hand, he's in fear for his life, and he calls the police on me, this guy.
It's Andrew Pollack. Meadow was murdered almost a year ago now at MSD High School in Parkland, Florida. We're talking about Andrew Medina, and I want to make sure that I get it right. He was brought up on charges of sexual harassment. Seven people on the board said that he was guilty. He was going to be fired. Why wasn't he?
Well, it's interesting, Joe. So there was an HR guy. His name is another piece of garbage. You know, part of this whole corrupt system in Broward that's so sick.
So everybody covering their own asses is what it is.
Yeah, so you got this guy, Craig Nichols, right? He's the HR guy. He resigned recently. So, but I got him on the subpoena, and I'm not done with Craig
Nichols.
And
the HR guy saved his job? I mean, how does he keep the job?
The HR guy overruled. He overruled the professional. He overruled the professional standards.
He can do that?
Recommendation. He did it and gave him a three-day... Gave him a three-day suspension, Joe, instead of, and seven of them put in for his termination. So what kills me, Joe, could you imagine, if they would have done the right thing and listened to that, to Professional Standards Committee, he wouldn't have been at the gate that day.
And maybe you have somebody there who will call the code red. Andy, does he ever explain to the cops, to you, to anybody, why doesn't he say the two words code red? Why did he want to be the one? Be the one. No. Be the one to save the lives.
You know what's crazy? Like you say that to me, no one has accepted responsibility for what happened. The sheriff, right? He didn't do his job. The deputies that didn't do his job. The mental health people. This monitor, right? The school administrators, the superintendent. None of them, for some reason, don't step up and say, you know what? We made mistakes. Let's look at what happened and let's fix it. That's it. Let's fix this.
The only people they're blaming are the NRA. It doesn't make any sense. It's nuts to me that there were like seven levels between that guy and your daughter and the others who were killed that day, and every single one failed. And then when the first responders get there, even though there's a resource officer who's too scared to go in, who just doesn't feel like it, when the first responders show up, they stand outside. Andy, I'm flabbergasted. Yep. I don't know what to say. I mean,
dude,
honestly.
I'm sick, Joe. Could you imagine how I live every day? That's why we get into it. People say to me, oh, it's the 14th coming up. What am I doing the 14th? Joe, do you think I need the 14th to remind me of all these things we talk about? It kills me every day. I wake up how these people let my daughter down. And I'm going to bring them down one by one. You know, the sheriff's office, the sheriff that went into Broward County is an unbelievable guy, Sheriff Tony.
Yeah.
He must have fired, there's got to be like 50 people he chopped right off the top that weren't doing their jobs. And the same thing's going to happen with the school board now. There's accountability coming. Governor DeSantis had mentioned it in a press conference a couple of weeks ago. And I have the utmost faith in the governor that he's going to bring accountability to Broward. And we're going to start chopping at the school board, the superintendent, the administrators, everyone that failed the community. They have to go, Joe, because none of them accept responsibility.
Just to be clear to anybody listening, what you said to Medina that day at the ballpark was, I'm not done with you yet. And that's because you and I have talked about it a million times. You're suing him for wrongful death. You're not done with it. He's gonna,
What you're saying is
I'm gonna make sure that you're responsible for your lack of taking care of business that day. Did you ever say, I'm going to beat you up, I'm going to punch you, and anything like that?
No, I'm not like that, Joe.
So he's just an idiot.
Like
he's playing a game.
We never threaten people. We don't threaten people.
No, we just do it. We just take action and we take care of it.
Exactly. You know what I mean? I would never do that. I would never threaten someone in public. There were parents there. There were kids there. I'm not that type of guy.
Right.
But he has to look in the mirror. But could you believe this guy? Just to show you what type of person he is, he still lives in the community, and he's a mile from the school coaching kids.
Well, he's accepted by them. I mean, as you said, the parents are fine with it. Are they all aware of everything that's known about him?
Joe, they told me when I explained to him what happened, they told me that was my opinion. Like, they have a different opinion.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. Those are facts. What you know about this guy Medina are all facts. You haven't made any. You have never told me, hey, I think the guy has bad taste in cars. No, this isn't about opinion. This is, the guy had a job. He didn't do it. The guy sexually harassed. Seven people said so. So, I mean, why is it that, I mean, seriously, Broward is done, dude. I mean, my grandparents used to live off of Commercial Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale. And I used to love going down there, go see the Yankees play. They did spring training in Fort Lauderdale. And it just, for me, Fort Lauderdale, Broward County was always a positive. There's something very wrong there now. Andy, something bad happened in Broward.
I could tell you what's wrong with it. There's Democrats at the end of everywhere you look. There's a Democrat that runs things. So you're going to watch now. So we took out Brenda Snipes, right?
Yeah.
And there's a great guy in there, Pete Antonacci. He's going to be in there. We'll get a fair election. He knows Senator Scott put him in place there so we get a fair election in 2020. But they're going to put another Brenda Snipes in, right? They'll put someone else in, the Democrats. They'll elect someone else. We took a sheriff out. We got a great sheriff in there. I'm hoping that he's going to run a really good campaign. Greg Tony.
Yeah.
Could you believe the old sheriff's running again? He has the audacity. He
Scott Israel is running again?
He's can you believe it? This guy
has to get his head examined. There's something wrong.
Yeah,
there.
He's running again in 2020.
Wow.
If you could believe it. He started his campaign. He's already, you know, he's going to run his campaign on we're going to ban weapons. We're going to blame the NRA, stuff like that. He's already
got
his campaign. And next, you know, even if we remove these school board members, you know, they're going to vote the same ones back in and another superintendent as incompetent as the one in there. But for me, I have to get accountability.
And it's why you're in a camper heading north. Just so that people understand, you had a beautiful home down in Broward, and you said you had to get out, and I don't blame you. It's Andrew Pollack, Lost Meadow, almost a year ago now. One last question. I know that you're busy. We got to get going, too, but the 14th is almost here. Are you doing something with the governor? Are you doing something with the senator? Do we have to do something on that day? Or, as you said, it's an ongoing procedure to try to fix what's wrong.
Well, it's not even ongoing. The way we feel about it, because all of us get together, a lot of the families that lost loved ones, and we live it every day. So it's like the 14th is really mostly the community is doing something on the 14th, but most of the families aren't involved with it because we're miserable every day.
Right.
But I think I might be in Tallahassee and do something with the governor at that day and with Hunter if he's in town.
Well, keep us updated, Andy. We appreciate how hard you're working to keep our kids and our faculty members and everybody who works at the school safe. Fix it. Hashtag fix it is the hashtag. Do you want to put the website out again where people can go and find out more information about what you're working on?
Sure. What I put a lot on is my Facebook page is Andrew Pollack Parkland Parent.
Okay.
And follow me on Twitter at Andrew Pollack FL. And I post a lot of stuff. It means a lot to me to educate other parents what to look for in their school districts so they don't have to deal with something I did. Look, I'm going to educate you. Look on my sites.
That's awesome. All right, Andy, we always appreciate it, and we're thinking about you constantly. Let's stay in touch, and let's keep people updated on what's happening in these cases, and because everybody needs to be held accountable for sure. All right, brother, we're back after this on the Joe Pack Show. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pack Show.
Glad to have you. My pleasure to have you along for the ride. Time for a few more phone calls in a moment. Appreciate Andrew Pollack coming on and updating. I mean, it's pretty interesting. He shows up where this guy is some sort of a ball coach, and he says, "I'm not done with you yet." And he's making sure that the parents all know who they have coaching their kids. And I guess in Broward, they're perfectly fine with it. I mean, if there's ever an emergency, this guy's not going to do anything about it. But whatever. If he sexually harasses somebody, that's fine. It's no big deal. And because he says, "I'm not done with you yet," and he's not because there's a court case going, he's trying to get a temporary restraining order. I don't know if it's temporary, just trying to get a restraining order. I mean, there's something really, really fishy going on in Broward County. I used to love you. Broward, I used to love you. I'm just saying. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Polo, seriously? Now, I would think that's a positive, right? They're making him look like some sort of a stormtrooper or some sort of an android, no?
I guess.
I mean, it would have to be a positive, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not like the baby Trump thing, so.
Which, by the way, did not get off the ground because too much wind in El Paso.
But did you see where this Kerry was at?
Yeah, in Italy. It's my people. My people looking out.
Yeah.
Kerry, you saw this?
I did, yeah. I have.
That is it's a positive thing for the Trumpster, right?
I would imagine, yeah.
I don't say you'd make a negative out of that if he looks like Iron Man.
Yeah, I know.
Or something.
Transformer.
All right, 888-941-PAG. Hey, pretty cool. Mm-hmm. My people not playing around.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you about ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN is out to protect your online identity. You hear about identity thieves all the time. You hear about security breaches all the time online. You're floating around online. You're probably online right now. Your mobile is certainly connected online either through LTE or through a wireless somewhere. Why not get ExpressVPN right now? And protect yourself, and you can do so with what TechRadar says is the number one VPN service, ExpressVPN. Also, it's less than $7 a month. I really don't know how you beat that. If you're out there at the coffee shop and you're just on some wireless plan that isn't protected or encrypted the way it needs to be, there are bad guys, there are hackers out there that will try their best to get your stuff. Also, your internet service provider and the websites that you stop at, they're all going to see what you're doing, and they're going to start advertising to you. You can stop all that by using ExpressVPN. Again, ExpressVPN, get a great deal right now because you listen to my program. You can get 3 months free at ExpressVPN.com/PAGS. 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 3 months free with a one-year package. Do it right now. Do I have time for the phone lines or not? Let's see here. I'm talking fast. I don't know. No, I got to be honest with you, Paul. If I take them, you're not gonna have any time for pop culture. Then you're gonna be mad at me. No, you can give me any time.
It's totally fine.
Alex, 30 seconds. Go.
Got it. Okay. I'm calling you out, Joe.
Okay.
All right. This deal with the Florida guy.
Yeah.
You know, and these people reelected the freaking, you know, the school board.
Right.
And this guy is still out there working with kids, okay?
Right.
They don't care. It doesn't matter. They're going to keep voting for these people. This guy is going to go for freaking election again. They are that stupid.
I agree with you, Alex. I agree. They are that stupid. Scott Israel is running for sheriff again. That's a nut to his pop culture. Ah! Dirty pop. Hi, Paul. Let me get up.
All right, so since you didn't watch the Grammys yesterday, I'm assuming you also didn't get to see the trailer for Aladdin?
No.
Okay, so a lot of people are complaining about that because it's Will Smith is playing the genie. And they are just saying that he looks very scary and they don't like it at all.
Come on, dude.
Yeah.
We got to go. For Polo, for Kerry, for Russell, and for Sam Pack.